Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. From Hamilton County, the scene of the National Plowing Match and Soil Conservation Field Day, we greet you again with another program, this time concerning the presentation of the winning plowman. And to conduct the program, we introduce to you our own farm director, Herb Plambeck. Herb?
Thank you, Al. And once again, I'd like to say that we're profoundly grateful to this wonderful crowd and to what the Hamilton County people have done today in making this event possible. There are still thousands of people in front of this stage. The plowmen are now coming up to the stage, and we expect to have the results on at least two of the classes before the end of this broadcast. We have the results on one of the classes now, and at the present moment, the judges in all of the other classes are hard at work getting those figures. I might say that the national contest, both the contour and the level land contest, are now being scored by the judges who did the judging earlier today, and that it's our hope that we will have those reports before the end of this broadcast. We also expect to have the report on the safety contest conducted in conjunction with the plowing match. Now, just another word or two about the plowing contest, because this portion of the broadcast is devoted to the plowmen and to what they did here today on this Hamilton County farm where the national contest was conducted. Radio station WHO presents $1,500 in cash to the winners in four different classes. In addition, radio station WHO presents four trophies, two of them the J.O. Mayland Memorial Trophy. Right now, as the plowmen are coming here on the stage, the helicopter that has been demonstrating here today is taking off and will be flying around again as it has quite a bit of the afternoon. In a few more minutes, the folks who are standing here in front of this stage will be able to see, in addition to the activities on the stage, a crop dusting demonstration by two different flying services over there on the field across the road. I'm sorry that our listeners won't be able to take that in, but the folks who are here on the ground will be able to see that right from where they're standing. It's so arranged that they can take that in. That will be in a very few minutes, and then it will be repeated again at 3:30 when this broadcast is completed. There will also be some other demonstrations at that time. Bill Diamond is now taking account of our plowmen and reports to me that he has some of them here with the open contour land contestants, most all here. We have the report on the open level land contestants, and we understand that the results on that are available. I'm going to try to swing around so that we can get the report of the winners in that. It so happens that we've had a pretty busy day here, and we haven't been able to get quite all of this organized as well as we should. Gene Meyer is now trying to get the checks down here. Gene, I'm sure, will have them soon. We would like also to call on the judges, those who are available, and there are a number of them who could be brought to the stage now. So if they could come here, or if someone would be kind enough to go to the judges' tent in the press and radio section and call for those judges that are there, we would like a report of some of them. Of course, judging an event like this is like judging many other things. Sometimes the judges leave awfully fast after the results are made public. Bill Diamond, I see, has a part of the group lined up now. Oh, yes. We have the results in the open contour class. That is a class in which the district champions from Iowa and from Missouri participated. That information is now at hand, and so we're going to start this broadcast with that report. We know that a great many of our listeners out on the air are just as anxious to have this report as are the folks who are here. Meanwhile, The scorer here at this huge scoreboard is getting it on the scoreboard for the folks here. In this class, I think we have the winner, and we have several of the others. I'm very happy now to call on the new champion in the open contour section. He is an Iowa man and so automatically qualifies for any future national competition by virtue of his winning here. We recognize now, and very happy to recognize, a young farmer from near Oskaloosa who is the man who has just been announced, or is just being announced, as the winner in the open contour class. He's Gene Ferguson, a veteran plowman in spite of his youth, and the new champion. Well, Gene, you have I don't know how many thousands of people here before you. The estimates on the crowd range between 50 and 60,000. So this is your chance to say something to a lot of people, and as a new champion, I know they want you to say something.
Oh, I think it was just a misprint was about all it was. The ground was so hard, you couldn't do much.
Well, we know that the ground was hard, but we know your record as a plowing champion, and I can assure you it's no fluke when a man like Gene Ferguson comes in and wins the contest. I think, Gene, you're a little overly modest. We ought to have just a little more information on you, too. After all, the folks out there on the air don't all know you as well as some of us do. Step up and just give us a bit of word about yourself. How old are you?
24.
And are you farming for yourself?
Yes.
Owner or tenor?
Tenant.
And you have been a participant in quite a number of contests, haven't you?
Yeah.
How many of them have you won?
Well, I've won two county matches, three county matches at home, once in the junior and two in the contour, and then a district match this year.
That makes a mighty fine record, and now you've topped it off with the championship. You were sponsored, I understand, by the John Gorp, John Deere Implement Company?
Yeah, of Oskaloosa.
Of Oskaloosa. Are you sure we should say Oskaloosa?
Well, just pronounce it any way you like.
Well, we just want to be right, but a lot of us thought it was Oskaloosa. Be that as it may, our congratulations to you, Gene Ferguson. A little later on, we have the presentation of the trophies, and of course, you'll be here. Now let's meet the other champions in that competition, or rather the other winners in the open contour class. While we're making those presentations, I see now we have the check. So, Gene Ferguson, if you'll come back here, we have a little check for the sum of $75 for you in recognition of your victory here today.
Well, thanks a lot. This has been the grandest flying match WHO's ever held, I think.
Well, I think I can see your point of view, having just won $75. And may I say the crowd out there seems to enjoy it a lot. We'll present the trophies a little bit later, so we'll carry on with something else. The next man I want to present, I know, is going to get a tremendous hand from the crowd here. He's a home favorite. He is Thorvald Norriger of Radcliffe, Iowa, from Hamilton County. And here he is. Thorvald, we know that you've got a lot of friends from Hamilton County out here, and there are a lot of other people from a lot of other counties. Thorvald, I think this was your first experience in the big time, wasn't it?
That's right, Herb. I just plowed the first time in Webster City. First time I ever plowed contour.
You were a winner in the Hamilton County match, and by virtue of that winning, of course, came in to be a participant in this open contour division. Norvald, did the crowd treat you quite well out there, or did they sort of smash in on you?
Oh, they did pretty good.
It was a grand crowd, a wonderful sportsman in the crowd as well as among the plowmen. Norvald, congratulations, and here is your check for $50.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Norvald Sorger. We'll be getting some additional results as we go along. Chuck Forbes is here now, and if you'll watch the press tent, Chuck, we'll have some more information as we go along. Third place in the open contour division went to Emil Novy of North Liberty, who was competing in our big match for the first time. Emil, I wish you'd come up here. We saw you win last Saturday down there in that four-county match. in the vicinity of North Ingley, where you competed against eight other winners from Iowa, Washington, Johnson, and Keokuk County. Emil, you made some fine remarks to the folks down there. It was a big crowd. It wasn't as big as this crowd, but I wish you'd say a word to these folks, Emil Novy, before we give you your check for $40.
Well, folks, it's been a pleasure to plow out here on the contour. In the contest that I was in at North Ingley, it would have been impossible to plow that field any other way but on the contour. This out here was hard and tough, but it was a garden to what we had, comparing to what we had at North Ingley. And I wish more of us to do this contouring and save more of this land for our boys and girls that's coming on to farm it after we leave. Thank you.
Emil Novy, I think I heard someone say that's the spirit, and we certainly congratulate you. Here is your $40 check, and may we have a lot more contestants like you. Fourth place is the champion from the Northwestern Missouri District, sponsored in the contest, sponsored by the Bethany, Missouri Men's Church and Civic Club. He is Donald Cravens of Stanbury. Donald, we had an opportunity to see you in action down there in Northwest Missouri. If you're here, we'd like very much to have you come up. Perhaps you'd like to say a word as one of the out-of-state competitors in this competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed being here very much and enjoyed the contest and all the activity that's been on.
Donald, I don't think you could make a better speech than that if you tried for 2 weeks like some of us do. So here's your check for $30 and congratulations. We're very proud of our Missouri and other out-of-state contestants. Bill, I think you have some more checks here for us. In fifth place is Noble Denai of Wellsburg, Iowa. That isn't the way his name is spelled on this check. So, Noble, we may have to get that one sort of respelled for you, but I'm sure that you'll be very happy to get this check for $25, and perhaps you'd give us a word, Noble Denai.
I enjoyed the contest, and I hope everybody's having a good time.
I'm sure that they are, or they wouldn't be standing around as, well, as chilly as it is around here and as long and big a day as they've already had. I think we have some more checks, but the man that's handing them out isn't here at the moment. But in sixth place in the competition was the district winner from Northwestern Iowa. He's Veer Corrington. Veer Corrington, if you're here, we'd like for you to step up, take this check, and if you have anything for the crowd, I know they'd appreciate it.
Well, thanks very much for the check, and I do want to mention the wonderful hosts the Hamilton County people have been. Thank you all very much.
And with that statement, Veer Corrington, we most certainly agree. Now, in the next place, that would be in seventh place, is Robert Minger of Castalia, Iowa, a former 4-H club boy under Bill Diamond's direction. So Bill will take most of the credit for Robert Minger's achievement up there in Northeast Iowa. He is the winner of the Northeast Iowa Plowing Contest. Robert Minger gets a check for $15. Step up, Bob.
Thanks, sir. And I want to say I've had a swell time down here, and everything's been fine. And I'd like to say the banquet was really swell last night. And I especially want to thank the people where the place we stayed, because it was the most best hospitality I believe I've ever seen.
Thanks, Bob Minger. And I'm surely glad that you did bring in about the banquet, which is, in our opinion, a real highlight. Presented at Webster City last night, 900 people at the banquet. And these plowmen were guests of honor, and they there chose their queen of the furrow. We're glad, too, that Bob mentioned something about the folks with whom he stayed. The folks here in Hamilton County opened their hearts and their homes to our plowmen, and they served them a night's lodging and their breakfast and other meals here, and I know the plowmen appreciate it. Now, if Francis Freeze of Minden, Iowa is here, we have a check for $10 for Francis Freeze. Francis, you were a little higher in the competition last year, but we know you're a good sport. I'm sure that we ought to have a word from you, too.
Well, I was glad to be here with them anyway. Maybe next year we'll try it over and do a little bit better.
Francis Freeze, we know if you come back that it'll be good competition. In next place was Beryl Wilkinson, a check for $10. If Beryl Wilkinson is here, he, too, is a newcomer to plowing circles. Beryl Wilkinson of Flores, Iowa, winner of the Southeast Iowa District match.
Well, thank you for the check, and thank the people that we stayed with last night, and they've been awful nice, and we thank you for being here.